Al Sharpton, Pro-Trump Evangelicals Would Sell Jesus Out. By Jeff Poor on December 23, 2019. Monday, during an appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe, network host Al Sharpton offered further reaction to Christianity Today Mark Galli's editorial calling for President Donald Trump's impeachment to proceed on moral grounds. According to Sharpton, his interpretation of the Christianity Today piece was that evangelical leaders backing Trump would sell Jesus out in exchange for something. "We had Mark Galli, the editor of Christianity Today, on Politics Nation last night," he said. "And he made it very clear. This is not a political position. It's a moral one. And by raising it to that level and putting it in that perspective, he not only exposes the president, but he exposes a lot of the evangelical leaders saying, 'I support the president on his judicial nominees. I support the president on a lot of things, which I don't, but he does.' He says, 'But you can't get away from his immorality. You can't get away from his divisiveness, his lying, his race baiting. He laid it out. I think there's a scripture that said, "What profits a man to gain the world and lose his own soul?" He's actually challenging them that are you bargaining and selling your soul for some judicial appointments and some other things that the right wants, but you've given up the soul of the church? What do we stand for? I think it's a devastating blow," Sharpton continued. "This is a magazine, Mika, that was founded by Billy Graham. They also supported the impeachment of Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. So why all of a sudden is it so controversial with these leaders that they would come for the impeachment of Donald Trump when they did it to Bill Clinton? The evangelical leaders weren't insulted. When they did it to Richard Nixon, they weren't. The reason they're so offended is it's exposing all of them that they would take the shameless con man over the principles that they're preaching in the holy season as we celebrate Jesus. They would sell Jesus out if they felt they could get something from it," is the inference he's saying from his editorial. And that's sad on many levels. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.